Your Sunrise news, weather, and travel. This is Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
12 minutes now before we get to 5. And of course, it is a Thursday morning. That means we get to chat with Dr. Mokit Sithwaba, who joins us every Thursday morning to talk to us about some much needed, or rather gives us some much needed advice when it comes to medical issue. Doctor, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ash. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm doing well, sir.
Yeah, you talk about common fungal infections, and then you were talking about athlete's foot, and I thought to myself, ooh, this is going to be a very, very interesting one. But, I mean, common fungal infections, we think these things don't happen, but they actually do. And what causes it, by the way, Doc?
They do, Abs, they do. I mean, one of the biggest organ we have on our body is our skin. And our skin, even as a protector, it is vulnerable to infections and attacks as well. So when we speak about athlete's foot and jock itch and ringworm and having too much dandruff, we're talking about infections caused on the skin by funguses.
Just on that, you mentioned those two words. Is athlete's foot and jock itch the same thing?
They are caused by a fungal infection, one can spread athlete's foot to your groin area, causing jock itch.
Jock itch, athlete's foot, becoming one thing. Okay, so in talking to that, let me bring the listeners into the conversation. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, have you experienced athlete's foot or jock itch, as the good doctor mentioned? How did you go about treating it? Did you seek medical help? What are some of the common fungal infections that you have experienced? Would love to hear from you. 31567, that is then the standard SMS line. Talking about the symptoms, Doc, what should one be looking out for?
Well, most fungal infections are named by the part of the body they infect. So let's start from head to toe. If it's on your scalp, most people complain of having lots of dandruff. That's caused by a fungal infection. If you and I, we have facial hair, then you can have red, inflamed or crusty skin around your mouth, cheeks, or even under your chin as well. And then in your mouth, especially in children, as their immune system is still developing, you can have oral thrush. Those will be whitish plaques that will be in the mouth. But also this is found in people that are immunocompromised as well, or people that are using steroid sprays for their asthma and they don't rinse their mouth. Steroids will reduce you will lower your immune system in your mouth. Then the funguses will overgrow. You'll have plaques. And anywhere else on the body, the funguses can cause secular red flat sores, and we call those ringworm. And then in the genital area, you can have your jock itch. And then in the vagina for women, they will have thrush or yeast infection. And then on the feet, you can have athlete's foot. Fungal infections can also affect your nails as well. It will cause severe discoloration of your nails as well. As you can see, it can involve almost any part of your body.
Talking about parts of the body, I'm also getting some free medical advice now. Doc, usually in the summer season, on my back, I'll get those white spots. Is that some sort of fungal thingy? And what would cause it?
That is a fungal infection. They call that a ringworm. It's not caused by a worm. It's caused by a fungal infection. And it needs to be treated like any fungal infections with antifungals, change of behavior, and we'll talk about that at a later stage. But it is a fungal infection called ringworm.
All right. And as you said then, Doc, it seems these fungus can affect almost any part of the body. Are they contagious, though?
Yes, they are contagious, but to a different degree. If you take jock itch, for example, it is mildly contagious, and ringworm, which is highly contagious, and it can easily be spread from one person to the other. So these fungal spores are passed between people through direct contact or by sharing objects such as a towel, hairbrush, or bedding. And athlete's foot, most people will tell you they've gone to a gym or swimming pool or to common changing area, and then they get the athlete's foot. But ringworm can also be spread by petting dogs and cats that have a ringworm on them, and then you can catch it as well.
All right. To you listening at home, 7 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock, we are chatting to Dr. Mokete Setuaba, talking about the common fungi and, talking about things such as athlete's foot and, as the good doctor has mentioned, also jock itch. Many other, as I've mentioned, every summer I seem to get these things, these white spots on my back. And the good doctor says that, hey, that's also a fungal infection that must be treated. And I use that, I don't know what you call it, it's like a sulfuric something. Something, but I'll remember the name, Doc. We'll chat about that. Hey, that's what it's all about. Hey, when you chat to Dr. Mokete Setuaba, you get free medical advice without actually paying for it. Doc, I'm sure you can give us that advice without actually having to pay for it. But then let's talk about the treatment, Doc. How does one treat a fungal infection?
In terms of treatment, Abs, it will depend on the area affected. And also the extent of the infection, the depth of it. So it's not one size fits all when it comes to treatment. So treatment as well will involve changing behavior. For athlete's foot, for example, we'll suggest that you wear flip-flops when you're taking a shower. We'll suggest that you don't keep your feet in socks and closed shoes the whole day. We'll suggest that you put antifungal powders in your shoes, for example. So treatment will depend on the area affected. And if it doesn't respond to over-the-counter antifungal treatment, I suggest that one goes and see their doctor.
And Doc, when it comes to athlete's foot and such fungi, I mean, can they be completely treated? So, for example, athlete's foot, once you have it, can you completely treat it out of your system, or is it just something you'll have to live with for the rest of your life?
It can be treated. Treatment can be long-term. I mean, sometimes you might even have to treat it for up to 2 years. Yeah. But it also will involve you having to do the environmental changes as well. These fungi really thrive in warm, moist areas. So sometimes you might need to starve the fungi as well. So not. Living in warm, moist areas for too long. So you need to make that environment uncomfortable for the fungi.
I hear you, Lord.
For athlete's foot, for example, you know, using the powders, making sure that your feet are dry. If you don't have to wear closed shoes, don't wear closed shoes.
All right. And Doc, very quickly, in just under 30 seconds, your final words today?
Not every itch is a fungal infection. Athlete's foot does not affect only athletes. Jock itch does not affect only the jocks, those people that go to gym. And ringworm is not caused by a worm. So I'll suggest that people learn to examine their own skin so that you can pick up changes sooner. And please, please don't suffer in silence. These conditions, as much as they are, difficult to treat and annoying, they can be treated.
Wonderful. Doc, listen, thank you once again for joining us on the show for this Thursday's edition. We chat again next week, Thursday.
Thanks, Abs.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Dr. Mokete Setuaba.